Everlight Solar Studio. We are thrilled, and I want to get to a question from Jason Wilde, because it's about the Packers and it's about media, and I always love Jason Wilde's thoughts on those. But Jason, welcome in for the first time to Jim, Matt, and Molly, and I'm going to blow your mind. Matt is also here on Jim, Matt, and Molly. So what a debut for Jason Wilde on the show. You got all three of us. Most specifically, we are as shocked as you are that Matt Hamilton is here.
Yeah, what a treat. Let me first say congratulations to Molly, and good luck.
Yeah, I think that's me.
you poor woman.
It's congratulations to me and Jim, and good luck to Molly. Congrats on getting Molly to join you guys.
I'm obviously, as you well know, dating back to days where you were filling in as the producer of Wilde and Tausch, because for many, many, many years now, Jesse's been taking excessive days off, so we've needed to have people fill in for him. I'm thrilled for you and that you have this opportunity. You could not deserve it more. I do have a question, though.
Oh, boy.
Like, I understand promoting and the excitement, and again, I want you to get all the spotlight and focus as the addition to this. Really, to me, you're like the acquisition that puts this show over the top. I don't know how they fared in the Best of Madison voting with their best sports comedy show, but
probably won.
We won't find out till October. It's insane, Jason. Like they don't tell you, like, the voting's over. It's really late. Am I right, Ryan? It's late.
Yeah, it's October.
God. You got that many votes.
They
had to count them all.
They had to count the votes.
Stop the count. But I do. It's a little weird for me because while I'm celebrating your addition to the show, like, I don't know, there's been multiple times because of how often the gold medalist isn't there that I feel like I've talked to you on the show. Like, it's not like there's this huge free agent signing from, like, another radio station. It's like one of our already young, up-and-coming talents has just been added. It's like when Gary Sheffield, long before you were born, was called up from the minors. Like, I'm struggling to kind of put in perspective how much the show really changes. The way it changes the most is the fact that Hamilton is actually
It's true.
We put pressure on him to show up. Honestly, Jason, that's a great way to put it, because I've said this on the air, and I said it to Molly and Matt privately, of like, the biggest thing we have to remember that this is a big deal because Molly's part of the show, but credit to her, it's so natural with her on the show that it doesn't feel like it's new or different, but
very
we have to remind everyone that this is a very big deal, and it is very different, but it is a credit to Molly that this just feels natural.
Yeah, I think that's an outstanding way to put it. So kudos to you. Real quick question, because I've been sitting here trying to catch up after being at the Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open earlier today. I'm writing my linebacker story for the State Journal, and I had a Football Life Walter Payton on in the background. Have you watched that? It's not new, obviously. It's been out for a long time.
I've seen that. I've read Walter Payton books. I'm a big Walter Payton stan. The first jersey I ever got as a kid was a Walter Payton jersey. I got to meet Jared Payton when he was down in Miami, Walter's son. I follow him on social. So, yeah, Walter Payton to me will always be, and I know there's a little bit of maybe a little, not tarnished, but there's a little questions on his legacy. But overall, I love Walter Payton.
Yeah, me too. He was the second jersey I got after my Lynn Dickey jersey as a kid growing up. But I loved him as a player. I thought it was interesting that they used Jeff Perlman so much because, you know, I thought the book about someone who had passed away in 1999 dredged up. His wife acknowledged the infidelity and everything else. It just felt like most of the attention that book got was not super positive. So
yeah.
I really enjoyed watching it. I had not seen it before, and even with Perlman's presence in it, I thought it was really well done. So you were going to ask me a media question?
Yes. So honestly, we'll go the complete opposite of Jeff Perlman is how I'll set this up. So Jordan Love was at, I think, Flexwork Camp, which is, I believe, a camp where he gets paid to be at. I think you have to buy tickets to. But There was a media scrum there. Stephanie Sutton was part of it. And she put out this tweet, and we have the audio, and if you're watching on YouTube, you have the video of it, of Jordan Love. But she basically tweeted out 43 minutes ago, and Stephanie Sutton, obviously, Jason, you know, and the team knows, but again, if you're just tuning in, a very well-respected statewide journalist, and she put this out, that we were told not to ask Jordan Love questions about training camp or contract talks, but that's what everyone wants to know, so I still had to do my job, and so let's play this interaction.
Brian Gutekunst says he hopes to have a contract extension done with you before the start of camp. Sorry, do you wish the same?
Sorry, nope. All right. That's it. All right. Hey, you guys.
So if you haven't seen the video, a handler jumps in, kind of kills it right away. And I just think he got bad advice because there's probably some sort of PC answer he can give there. Because now the story is this weird interaction for his non-answer answer to it. So I wanted to know, just overall, Packer football-related takeaway, media takeaway. I was kind of blown away that Jordan just didn't have a good canned answer and move on.
I'm blown away that in the span of 90 seconds, I will now have agreed with you three times on Molly's edition and how you described it, on Walter Payton, and now on this. Look, I don't work in public relations. I saw this and sent it to a friend of mine who works in the NFL. And said, hey, from a PR perspective, what do you think of this? And the first sentence was, I think it looks bad to be telling people what they can and can't ask. And I couldn't agree more. And had I been there, I would have done the same thing. And I'd have been pissed about the answer. And I'd have been disappointed in the answer, frankly. Now, look, I know that there are people listening to this show that there's no love for the media for them. I certainly saw in the aftermath of the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump, if you watch the video, there's a woman and an old guy who could use a good dentist staring right into the camera, giving the middle finger, yep, and yelling the F word at the media. So if that's how you feel about the media, hey, as my theology teacher in high school would tell me, hey, I'm just going to tell you God bless you instead of what I might really want to say to you. But our job's important. Now, I cover the Green Bay Packers, which is not nearly as important as many other things you can do in media, and certainly not nearly as important as many things as you can do with your life. I was in the emergency room a couple nights ago with a gallbladder issue, which it sounds like a really old man problem, which I don't
My
really
dad
like.
Just had his removed.
The sound of that? see? Thank you very much. How helpful is he? You're so good.
Yeah, there you go.
I got to deal with the gout, too, and my sciatica's acting up. But
sciatica's a real thing. Let me just say, pregnant Molly will say that is a real thing.
No doubt about it.
But I'm also not pregnant, so I don't know if that's better or worse. You're like Jim's dad, or you're like a pregnant lady. But my mom, I was telling the nurse that did my IV, who later said that he was a huge fan of Wes Hodgkiss at Packers.com. after he recognized my name, which I appreciated too. Hey, thanks for reading and listening. But I would say my mom was a nurse in an ER in Milwaukee for 16 years. Like, she passed away a number of years ago, but the stories she would tell and the things that she and those doctors did are magnificent. I don't do anything close to that. I don't cure childhood cancer. I don't do a whole... What I do in my life is not earth-shatteringly important. I would argue that Tausch and I helped some people during the pandemic to take their mind off isolation and all the crappy stuff that went through their lives during that time. But I understand my place in the universe is my point. Mm-hmm. But my job is to ask questions. I have failed at that at times. You know, I always bring up the fact that when Roger said immunized, after 4 years of doing a radio show, I knew exactly what he was doing. And I have confronted him on this since because of what he said on Joe Rogan, and I said, you damn well knew the way I asked that follow-up question that you knew and I knew that you chose immunized for a reason. And instead of saying and embarrassing you, why did you say immunized instead of vaccinated, Aaron? I used the word vaccinated four times in my question, believing that you would have the guts to turn around and say, well, Jason, I didn't say I was vaccinated. Here's what we did. And you chose not to do that. So that's my mistake, because in retrospect, I should have just asked it flat out. But because of my relationship with him, I took the approach I did. So I'm not trying to sound like a hard ass here, because I have not always been perfect in this job. But what Stephanie Sutton did today was exactly what she should have done. And what whoever that was not a Packers PR person in that video. I don't know who that is. I don't know where they're from. But I don't know if they have actual PR training, frankly. Because, A, I don't think you tell reporters what they can and can't ask. B, you have, as you just said, I don't like the word canned, but you have a prepared answer. You know what question is coming, and you have an answer ready for that. I was watching the Hard Knocks, like, off-season edition with the Giants, and they showed the Giants GM in a hotel room with the PR director going over some of the questions that they were anticipating from the media and then how Shane answered those questions. Hey, I don't want you preparing to that degree for my questions, and I'm going to try and ask questions that aren't what you prepared for to try and get a more authentic answer. But this was easily foreseeable. And not only to try and tell people what they can and can't ask, but then on top of it, to cut off the press access after the question is asked. And for Jordan, who I have a much higher opinion of and think is far smart enough to be able to handle this, you have now created a story where there was none. One did not exist. And if you give a simple answer, say, hey, you know, we're here for the camp. I don't really want to get into that. You know, hopefully we get things done. You know, obviously I want to be here for a really long time. I think the organization feels the same way. But there's a process to it, and we'll see where that process goes and when it reaches its conclusion. That's it. You're done. And instead, if he had said that, would we really be talking about it right now?
Well,
I don't think so.
I think this is a little bit being put more on Jordan. He, if you listen to it, you can see him say, "I hope so." Like, but it's very quiet because he kind of steps away. He obviously feels awkward about it, and then whoever's next to him, the handler, starts like cutting everything off and stopping it. Sure, Jordan could have been like, "No, I can answer the question," but like, you can understand when you're being told, like, "Hey, this is our camp, we're putting this on, we're paying you and brought you in, we don't want the questions being..."
The camp doesn't care. They were doing that for Jordan. They thought they were.
But then you get rushed out. It's like, you're not going to, like, stop it. Like, you're not...
He's got an agency. He's Jordan Love. This is some rando.
Yes, he could have. But it's not like you do it. It's all happened so fast. You don't think in the moment that you're going to be like, "I should answer this question. It's very important to me to answer this question." Like, he was just like, "All right."
I say this with nothing but love and admiration in my heart for you, Matthew, and what you have accomplished. You do not face the same level of media scrutiny as an Olympic champion.
100%.
As he does as an NFL quarterback.
100%.
And if you're going to try and tell me that you couldn't have handled that better than that was handled, and that you... If you were, like, look, I'm not trying to be a jackass here, okay?
I'm just saying, but if I got interrupted from the side, I would have stopped, too.
Yeah, but he's a smart guy. And, I don't know. He's also a very nice guy, so maybe he was being deferential. But he had to know. He had to know that this was not a good look. Like, he had to know in real time. And again, look, there are times where you have to ask tough questions. Right, we like to tease you about your fourth place finish in the subsequent Olympics. Right,
right.
It comes from a lighthearted. We know how disappointed and crushed you were. Right,
yeah.
So we may give you a hard time as friends, but I'll tell you this: as a reporter, if it's my job to cover curling, and Team Schuster doesn't win a medal, I have to ask the tough questions. Like, you know, what the hell was wrong with Hamilton? It's got to be his fault, right? I mean. What I'm saying is that this was not the pointed, hard question. This was and again, when the deal isn't done yet, and it could be done tomorrow, right? They report the quarterbacks report tomorrow, so this very well could be tomorrow morning. There could be a picture of him in a boardroom at 1265 Lombardi Avenue with a big smile on his face and a pen in his hand and the contract sitting in front of him. But if it's not, you have now created the question of, well, why wouldn't you take questions on it? If things were going well, wouldn't you take questions on it? And so I just think that it was, again, I don't think you should try and tell reporters what to ask, because it's kind of like kids, right? You tell kids they can't do something or that something is off limits, what's the first thing they want to do? They want to do that thing. I mean, and I'm not saying that I'm a six-year-old, but in some ways I guess I am. And that would have really pissed me off, and I would have asked the question anyway. And if I'm putting myself in Jordan's shoes, I'm the leader of an NFL football team. I'm about to become one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL. I have a year in as the starting quarterback for one of the signature franchises in the league. So I have the gravitas to say, it's okay, I know Stephanie. Hey, Steph, here's the deal. I don't know what's going on right now. I'm trying to stay out of it. We're going through the process. I want to be here. I know they want me here. We just got to, it's part of the business. I hope it gets figured out sooner rather than later, but I don't have an update for you. Bang, we're done. And the fact that he deferred to the guy to his left, again, I'm not criticizing him for it, but I think if you gave him a do-over, if you said that there was a flag on the play and we're going to do that over, I would hope that Jordan would say, dude, this is not helping me, in his mind, and then in his mouth say what I just said. Because, again, the question that now is hanging in the air is, well, if they're making good progress and they're on the verge of a deal, then why wouldn't you answer any questions about it? Right? Isn't that not the natural question that you ask as a fan?
See, but I almost think it's opposite. What if they're so close that he doesn't want to say anything that's going to mess it up?
Oh, Molly.
I don't know.
I love you dearly.
What if he didn't want to break the news?
But we're all talking that it could be Monday at training camp, first day of training camp, something getting announced at the shareholders meeting, who knows what, over the weekend, whatever it may be. What if they're like that close that he's like, you know what, I don't want to piss the Packers off. I don't want to do anything that's going to lose me money. Then
you're not going to lose money. The Packers aren't going to be like, you said something I don't want you to say. We're going to take away dollars. He's going to say, I'm not going to sign.
But like you brought up the idea of him saying, I want to be a Packer for life. Okay, well, then that puts some more like,
Don't say that either.
Well, that's in your explanation, you said I want to be a Packer.
Well, for life, that's a Favre Rodgers thing.
It's really easy, folks.
Hey, I'm at a kids' camp. I understand you got to ask the question.
He could have handled it in totally different ways.
Any other way, honestly. Yeah. Now this is a story, and it didn't have to be.
For sure, he could have shut it down and been nice about it. But I don't know. I just think, what if they're that close that he didn't want to like. That was also that in his mind, that he doesn't want to say anything to mess anything up. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm also curious, because we got two radio guys who say it's a story, and I'm like, this seems like a big nothing burger.
Whoa. Jason is like a reporter.
Okay, a reporter.
Yeah.
But again, media, and you being a guy who's done radio for a long time, and a journalism degree. Media, you guys say it's a big deal. I personally saw that and was like, okay, a little bit of a nothing burger. We're kind of blowing it out of proportion.
I'm not saying it's literally my timeline now.
Right, like, I know.
It's going to be a big deal. It's going to be clipped everywhere.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jason. Continue.
Yeah. I think it's highly unlikely that it was handled that way because he's worried that he would sabotage getting the deal done by saying something innocuous. Now, if he were to come out and say, yeah, deal's almost done. I'm going to be the highest paid quarterback in the league. We really own them in the negotiations. I mean, it's like, Russ Ball, what are you doing? We just stole money from you. Do you know what you're doing? Then I would be worried. But he wasn't going to say that. And you're right, Matt. I am a reporter. It's my job to also acknowledge biases. It's my job to ask for answers. So, of course, my bias is, this is a simple question that should be answered. At the same time, the way it was handled, and I can almost guarantee you, inside Lambeau Field, not to the degree of when Mark Murphy says things, and they're like, oh, God, I can't believe you said that. But I would be willing to bet that the people that work inside 1265 are like, what are we doing here, people? This is a layup. This is a layup on how to handle. This is not a PR crisis that you have to bring in Ari Fleischer to help with dealing with Brett Favre. This is a simple, 3-foot putt. And instead, they hauled out the driver and knocked it back, you know, into the middle of the woods. I just don't understand why they would handle it this way. I'm glad you view this, Matt, as a nothing burger.
Yeah.
But I think that's also your green and gold glasses maybe affecting your vision.
I don't know. I just feel like I'm a little sick of the question. So I was like, we all know the answer that's coming. I don't know.
Wait a minute. How are you sick? How are you sick of the question? No one has talked to him in like a month and a half.
Yeah, we don't have him on, like, record for the question.
I mean, I guess, but like, you'd know he's not, like, the whole point of reporters asking Jordan Love about this right now is so they get something that they don't already know, and his job is to not tell them anything they don't already know. So this, the idea
so
that you get a
chance
to...
why do we do anything?
Well, that's what I'm saying, is like, the point is to try and get something out of them that
you,
is new and
Packers
fresh.
You as a Packers fan don't want to... You as a Packers fan don't want to know if they're close to an extension or if it's getting contentious.
My hot take
and
of the
they're
day
not
was,
gonna have a deal done.
My hot take of the day is, as long as both of them are happy, I don't care how long this takes.
Yeah, this, Matt, this is just you being you're just diehard fan.
That's
of
a terrible,
like,
take.
Yeah.
You should care how long it takes.
Why?
You sound like the shirt I bought at the university bookstore when I was in Madison that says, "I just hope both teams have fun."
For sure.
Which is a great shirt, by the way.
I love those shirts. They crack me up.
We knew what Jordan Love was going to give you for an answer, and you got even less than that. I think it's
But
think
he
it's
made
fine.
It is now a thing. It would have been nothing, to your point. Apparently,
no, we've explained how to do it better. I still don't think it's that big a deal, right. But here we are.
I think one person is buying us in this conversation, and is Matt Hamilton. Jason, thank you so much. We're out of time. We got 30 seconds left, so we got to let you go.
Go Pack, go! Matt, go Pack, go!
Thanks, Jason. Take care. Be good.
All right, that was Jason Wilde. This has been Jim, Matt, and Molly.